The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Day in, day out. Same old hoodoo follows me about. Same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out. Day out, day in.
Here we go. Come on now.
I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle. One possibility in view. That possibility of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine. I meet you and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar, a thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt when there it is, day in, day out?
Oh, great choice, Albert. There's the old man right there. Good morning, good morning. Oh, good morning, Daryl. I'm looking on Twitter. You are so kind. Everybody's so nice. They're hitting me up on social media. We love you. We love you. And I'm getting ready tomorrow. I'm very, very excited. I'm going out to Paramus, New Jersey. I am the Jersey guy, man. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. You're most kind, because I only play the hot spots. No, I'm going out, and we're doing a great, you know, Frank, your friend, you actually just came through. This was a Frank Morano connection, Albert, that, you know, Mayor Casale.
Frank had to turn that down. He's so busy. You know, he'd throw you a bone in Jersey, you know.
Wait a minute. So, Mayor, your buddy, Mayor Casale, who came in, right? And he's the, I love that the mayor is he's a Syrian immigrant, came in because he's the mayor which town is it?
I believe it's Montvale.
Montvale, right. So now, and then your buddy, you knew the guy, he said, Joe, would you come? We're doing a pro-America rally. And I said, that sounds great to me. In Paramus, that's tomorrow night, and it's going to be at the VFW. This is as American as it gets, because the community's excited. You could feel the pulse of politics all throughout New Jersey these days. Like I've never seen it before. And VFW, 6699, that's on Winslow Place, Paramus, New Jersey.
And that's open to everybody that wants to go?
I think it is.
Yeah. Frank, okay, great.
Frank would have been there, but he has to speak in front of 12 total strangers, and he's going to get a water drinking bottle.
Lord Jesus. And I see, Lorenzo's is out there already. They're starting to, they put a picture out. Here it is. That's Friday, March 27th. We'll be out there.
Yeah, I want to go. I told you.
Playing the trumpet that day.
No, I'm not playing the trumpet.
You know who wants to come to that, Joe?
I
was supposed to ask you for tickets.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I was. But the folks that got married, that the president came to their wedding in Jersey.
Oh, that's the Nylon Cup.
The ones I ran into in the street on the outside of Fox News. Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Yeah.
I think they may have bought tickets, but they're hoping for a wave or something, I think. So.
No, well, thank you. We remind me of that, because also, and I know
Joe's got the joke ready. Like, this guy's still married?
Yeah, right. No. Because Joe, one of our listeners, we love Joe, she went to Italy with us. And I think there's some pictures. I want to make sure Matt Sambolin, our operations manager, does a great job over here. But Frankie, if we could get some pictures, I want to do like a, because we have a reunion of the Perillo Piscopo Italy tour in October, and we're going to, a lot of the folks from that tour are coming to Lorenzo's on March 27th. So that's going to be
Debbie
a lot of fun.
I thought Debbie was handling that. Wasn't Debbie involved
maybe,
in that
maybe,
in some
maybe.
Way?
Maybe. We'll check with Debbie for sure. But it's great. It's a family, man. I've never experienced it, man. Why do I sound like Dennis Hopper, man? We were talking about Easy Rider, too, when I was doing that show over at Fox Nation yesterday. And how could you forget his name of the show? And it was 1969. Yeah, I think Easy Rider came out that year. You guys, look how young you guys are. You have no idea. Am I right or wrong?
Well,
you have no idea.
It was 1969. I love Easy Rider. Yeah. Great film.
Oh, I'll tell you. And I said, what was the plot of Easy Rider? We don't even remember what the plot was, but all I remember was motorcycles, man. And we were all buying bikes. I remember me and Richie, my brother, went in on a BSA bike, which was a British motorcycle, which we loved. And then my buddy Mike Katz, Michael had, he had a Triumph, and I believe it was a Tiger Cub. It was a smaller bike, but we used to go driving, you know, riding through the Pinelands, man, Route 539, all throughout there in off of Long Beach Island. We used to have a blast. So when we saw Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper, and remember Nicholson was in that film?
Yeah, he was terrific.
He was, that was his really kind of a breakout role, back in the day. Hey, Joe on the radio, listen, more riveting, and I see, I'm going to the call in a second. Roger Stone, what's going on? 10 o'clock today?
That's right. 10 o'clock today, he will be sentenced in the courtroom, the D.C. courtroom of Judge Amy Berman Jackson. And this is one of those situations, Joe, where nobody knows what's going to happen. I mean, so the initial recommendation from the Department of Justice was 7 to 9 years. Now, then they issued a subsequent recommendation to say, no, that's no longer our recommendation. We trust you, Judge. We're not asking for any specific sentencing. Now, when they made that change, these four prosecutors that that were still on the case, they all quit in protest over the DOJ kind of changing their submission. Now, the more we've learned about this story and the surrounding incidents, the more disturbing it becomes, because we learned that the jury foreperson was actually a Democratic politician who repeatedly tweeted about Roger Stone, not just during the trial, which is completely irregular and inappropriate, but she actually tweeted about Roger Stone and mocked him for the raid, the pre-dawn raid on his house before she was even selected on a juror, as a juror. And she filled out her jury questionnaire, and they asked the question, have you prejudged Roger Stone's guilt or innocence? She checked the box that said no, which is clearly a lie. Now, you'd think, and Judge Napolitano, who people may like him or dislike him, but you can't doubt he is one of the most accomplished legal scholars in the country, said there's not a judge in the world that wouldn't give you a new trial. But Judge Jackson said, no, sorry, Roger, you were going forward Thursday, sentencing as planned. This is a judge who has ruled against Roger every step of the way, who has instituted a gag order, which it doesn't just stop Roger from being heard about it, but it stops all of his attorneys and any friend of Roger from speaking out before the media. It's preposterous, and I am not optimistic that this judge will do the right thing here.
Does she ever work with real criminals? This
well, she used to be a prosecutor, and apparently she still thinks she is a prosecutor.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. Yeah. So they're going to sentence him today, right?
Yeah.
How much you want to bet within, I'd say, give or take 5 to 7 minutes after the sentencing, the President of the United States pardons Roger Stone.
That would be great. That would be great.
He's got it ready. The letter is ready. Yeah, he's David. Just, all is his pen, well, and all he's got to do is sign.
On that note, so I'm really hoping for a pardon here because this is a tremendous miscarriage of justice. Yeah. I actually have teamed with Michael Caputo to form a pardon committee to publicly advocate for a pardon.
When are you going that today? At 3 o'clock?
Do that on the train on the way to Rye?
Yeah, that was yesterday's drama. And if people want to sign the petition, they can go to freeroderstone.com.
Which is fine,
but
Frank.
What I found,
Frank will come personally to bring you the petition to sign.
That's right.
No distance is too great
for
Frank.
But what I found very interesting is that last night or this morning, early this morning, President Trump retweeted a segment Tucker Carlson had done, in which Tucker is publicly calling for a pardon for Roger Stone.
Yes,
so
I mean, it's
very interesting. He didn't comment, but he did choose to retweet that. So I do hope he will get a pardon. Roger has certainly been very loyal to Donald Trump.
The president will be getting a phone call within seconds of that verdict, and he will say that Roger Stone is pardoned. Watch, and then everyone is going to lose their minds. Why did he pardon Roger Stone? Just like, why did he pardon and give comments to all these other people? It's going to happen. If he does, let's put it this way. If he does not pardon Roger Stone by the end of the day today, which would be way too long, then I don't think he pardons him at this point. But he's going to pardon him today.
You don't know. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We're hoping for the best.
He should retroactively pardon people. You may go to prison, pardon. You may go to prison, pardon. I mean, you know. Just to really tick them off. What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean,
what are you doing?
It's funny that you say that, because while Roger Stone has not committed, has not communicated at all with the president throughout this process, he did request a pardon, not for himself, but previously, before he was arrested, for two people. One, Julian Assange, and the other was Marcus Garvey. And Marcus Garvey would be exactly what you're describing, would be the, you know, a kind of a posthumous pardon, even though obviously Marcus Garvey is not around anymore.
Too funny, man. You can't make it up. Let me go to a phone call. I just saw the funniest tweet of I'm not even going to. I'm going to send it to you, Al, and to you, Frank, and then you choose, because I don't like to send.
Not allowed to tweet during the show.
Yeah. Too late now. I'm reading tweets.
No,
there's
100
tweets.
Sorry,
Frank. Look at this. This is hysterical. It's got Mike Bloomberg, and the president actually retweeted this, and Bloomberg behind the podium, but you can't really see him because he's so small. You know. Oh, it's too mean. It may be too mean. I'm going to let the guys decide whether we tweet that out. Let me go to Judy, this Sebastian Gorka's favorite fan right there. Judy, thank you for calling. We're honored that you would join us, as you do Dr. Gorka every day. What's on your mind, my dear?
Good morning. Oh, good morning. My voice didn't come out. Well, pardon me. Politics, and more politics. It's sick.
Yeah.
You know, I want to tell you something. I'm glad you enjoyed the verbal slugfest yesterday. I'd rather watch a wrestling mudfest better than that. I got news for you. Like, what do I need to see? Everyone punch everyone else out. Honestly, at the end of the day, I think the fix is in for Bloom Nerd, but I want to tell you something else. You know, you had this lady before talk about equal representation. So let me ask you, Joe, how about equal representation with these moderators, with these in debates, whatever, especially when you're going to have one-on-one with President Trump? Why can't they have a heart, you know, true blue Republican moderator with one of those liberals and really get some good questions out there? And so these softball, ridiculous stuff that they ask is crazy, right?
Yeah. Judy, you're absolutely right. And but maybe that'll happen, though. Judy, thank you for calling. Thanks for listening. Now, she listens to Dr. Seb Gorka, as I know you do every afternoon right here on AM 970, The Answer. But it's true. They didn't go after anything with Joe Biden. They didn't go after him, for crying out loud. Also, but while we're on the topics, do you see this? Are you seeing this thing, guys, that I sent to you? It is so funny.
It is funny. Yeah, it is funny.
Is it okay to funny enough to put out?
I don't know. I mean, you know, as a short person, this is one of the attacks.
What is he doing? What are you doing? There, did you hear that?
I do.
Yeah, it is. And no, it's. I'm looking at this thing. Yeah, and you didn't get your. You didn't get
no.
your.
You know why? I believe
because
you blocked
your phone
me.
Never no. takes anything. Every time
no.
I said something,
you have blocked me. You have blocked me on your phone.
No, I checked.
I cannot. I can't send you a text message.
Fake news. I looked and I said, look, I'm looking at Albert right here. Albert Gatula. Yeah. Albert Gatula, Jesus, and Albert. I got you under the same.
Oh, crew. Really? Same as Jesus.
That's my goal, to bring Albert to Jesus. Hold on. And no, it's not. You're not blocked. You know. Let me
okay.
see.
I'm sending you a text. I'm sending you a text right now.
Okay.
And it says sending.
What kind of text is it? Is it nice?
No, it says test. That's what it says. Yeah, and it says sending.
Yeah, I'm sending you. Hold on.
And it's not. It should have been there already, and it's not.
Yeah, you're right.
And so it's going to tell me failed.
Okay.
So
okay, it was not your phone, huh? Look at me.
No, it's you know? I've deleted your number and re-entered your number into my phone. I believe you did something.
I have
on
Alcatula right here. It says block this caller is not locked. It's that there's not block. I could press block this caller, but I don't see it at all. Let me stay on it, if I may. But before we break, wait. We keep wanting to talk about this Weinstein. I don't like to talk about these creepy guys, but I shouldn't say creepy guys. Wait a minute. Now the jury is still out in the Weinstein case.
Yeah, but the jury's not still out on whether he's creepy. There's pretty universal agreement that he is creepy.
I don't make jokes about it because I'm innocent until proven guilty.
Absolutely, that's
the fact that the jury's out this long, Frankie. What does that tell you?
Well,
man?
Generally, it's funny. I used to know a guy. He was accused of being a little more organized than the government would like him to have been, and I sat with him and I would have lunch with him during his trial every day, and he would get to go home at the end of court every day, and as soon as 5 p.m. would come around, he would just shout "Yabba dabba doo." And run out the door, and he says, "Another night of home cooking. At least one more day of not being convicted." So for your Harvey, if you're Harvey, that's exactly how you have to look for it. At least as of yesterday, he's had 2 days where he could have been convicted and wasn't. Now, the notes that have come out from the jury, they don't look the best for him. But I've learned not to read too much from jury notes. Sometimes it looks like the jury's leaning one way and then they go the other. So, I think there's a good chance there might be a verdict today. And I would think there's at least a partial conviction on some of these charges. He's charged with 5 counts, as I understand it. I would think there's at least a partial conviction. But you never know. If there's one person, Joe, that refuses to convict, then you're looking potentially at a hung jury or a mistrial.
So Joe sent me a text.
Yeah.
And it says, it says, "Allah, you get this, right?" Now, I'm assuming you've converted now. The guy, your driver the other day, I guess, convinced you to go because it says, "Allah." Look, Frank, what does that say? It says, "Allah."
Allah, yes.
It says Allah. You get this, right?
Somebody does say it.
Malaikum salam. I tried to respond to you, but it says not sent. Tap to try again. So now that you've converted.
Only, you're an infidel, so I don't want you to text me back.
Thank you, Allah.
I'm sorry.
Thanks very much.
He's the best. He's such a knucklehead.
Assalamu alaikum.
Susie, how's it very do my Muslim driver yesterday? I had the best conversation with my Muslim driver, Muhammad. We just had a great time. He's going back and forth. And we're talking about Christianity, about Islam, and we had a great chat. You know, So he's making sense to me. So Al's going, "When are you going to convert to Islam?" And so by accident, I said, I texted him instead of Al, I put Allah. you never know. Hey, Susie, Dave Damiani's coming up. The great Dave Damiani's going to join us. We're going to tell you where you can see a great, great show with Grace Kelly tonight and the No Vacancy Orchestra. Susie, how are we doing out there? It's a crazy morning, and thanks for being with us. How are we doing?
My pleasure. Hey, tough in Queens. What is up with Queens lately? It's really tough there out of all the 5 boroughs. An accident on the Belt Parkway westbound by Cross Bay Boulevard has a lane out. LIE westbound in Queens Boulevard, an accident has one lane blocked. You're backed up from before the Grand Central. Alternate side in effect. You know what? For 922, it is not too bad whatsoever on the Deegan southbound down to the Cross Bronx. The Cross Bronx westbound, though, slow from before the Bronx River Parkway to the outbound George. Inbound George is fine. Inbound Lincoln and Holland, 15 minutes apiece. Still this mess from an earlier bus fire. The express lanes of 78 eastbound near exit 48. They're still trying to get rid of the thing. So very heavy delays in both directions through the area. In Piscataway, an accident on 287 north, but at exit 9 is gone now. There's a crash on 287 south and at exit 14. Still A-OK on the New York State Thruway. And good news in Connecticut. A crash on the Merritt south, but at 48 is gone. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, you're cracking me up this morning, as always. Hey, Al, you're going to Atlantic City with us, man? You're going,
yes,
right?
I'll be there Monday.
Yes, yes! And then, Frankie, you're going, right, buddy? Come on now,
kidding?
Frank.
I was there now.
Hey, Nick, we got to, like you said, you're right, we got to make sure Debbie knows that we're going down. That was nice you said that, Frankie, because, we're staunch supporters of law enforcement. And as you listen and you're a police officer and to the men and women of the NYPD, I know the state troopers listen as well in New Jersey. We love you and we appreciate it. And all the local police officers, too, because anymore, anything can happen in our society. Now, when I always like to tell you how great we believe in law enforcement. So my buddy Nick DeMora came up, and this was through my friend Stacy. She introduced me to Nick. They came up with this law enforcement against drugs. This is a spectacular organization. So if you indeed are around the tri-state area and you're in a police community, you know, in your precinct or where in your command, you may want to talk to Nick and the folks at Law Enforcement Against Drugs. It's called LEAD. It's a charity. It's the most rapidly growing drug and violence prevention charity in the United States. Now, you look at the stats that Nick put in front of me here. We lost 72,000 of family members, friends, neighbors to drug-related deaths. We all know someone who's been affected by a drug-related death, right? LEAD has the only evidence-based K-12 in school, tested and proven effective school-based anti-drug, anti-violence prevention curricula in the nation, delivered by police officers and teachers. This is gold, man. This is great because you want police officers in the classroom. This is the way kids see. You got to stop the animosity toward law enforcement. And this to help, and we got to help our kids who are just, this drug problem is out of control. The LEAD prevention curricula includes age-appropriate, tested, and proven effective information on marijuana, opioids, prescription, and over-the-counter drugs. For more information, again, if you want to get, you really take care of this problem, we want you to go to leaddrugs.org right now, okay? Leaddrugs.org. It's LEAD. RUGS, leaddrugs.org. You can donate there as well, please, or like them on the Facebook page, Law Enforcement Against Drugs.
Dennis Prager believes you need to follow the money.
For a scientist now to say anything that is any way different from the world is coming to an end is not only to court the end of your career, but it is to receive no funds. The money, man, the billions are in hysteria.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher. Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
MyPillow.com. You can remember, please, MyPillow.com. I, please, would love for you to use the promo code AM970, and you will buy one, get one free on these Giza sheets. You will buy one, you can get one free on the Giza sheets. Mike Lindell is the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. He wants to give back. So I'm telling you, this is a spectacular deal. You get these spectacular discounts on mattress toppers. Got it. Bed sheets. Got it. That's the Giza sheets. You buy one, get one free, by the way. MyPillow. Wouldn't you love to try a MyPillow? Go to MyPillow.com, please. Or use the promo code AM970. You get a 60-day money-back guarantee. This is the day you do it. You know why? You get a 60-day money-back guarantee. You're not gonna return anything. You're gonna love it. But again, you have nothing to lose here, right? And MyPillow products come with a 10-year, yes, I said 10-year warranty. We love everything about MyPillow. Buy one, get one free. That's the offer on Giza sheets today, right? Today, buy one, you get one free. You can get mattress toppers. You can get the MyPillow. Go to the radio listener specials when you go to MyPillow.com, then use the promo code AM970. If you'd rather call, here is the number for MyPillow, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, promo code AM970.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM970, The Answer.
So with all the news and all the crazy going on, we like to take a little bit of a breakaway. There's Dave Damiani right there singing. Oh, man. Dave's a friend. We travel all around the country. We have the best time, by the way. And we go out and we do shows. We were down. My goodness gracious. We were down outside. We went to Carrollton, Georgia. I just had the best time. Now, Dave has a show tonight with this great group, the No Vacancy Orchestra. Landau Murphy, who has just got a voice like you can't believe. Grace Kelly. David, welcome to the show, brother.
How you doing, Brother Joe? Good to see you, my man.
You get around, man. You came from the West Coast. And you came in just for this gig tonight.
Yeah, we came in. We did some Nat King Cole stuff last weekend at the Grove. We had Larry King came out, and we had a guy named Keith David. Remember the actor Keith
David?
Sure,
I know Keith David. Man, absolutely. Good Silver actor,
Throat.
Yeah.
The
sure.
Silver Throat. Yeah, so we did this awesome show with Renee Olstead and Maya Sykes. And then tonight we're going to be at the at Green Room 42. We got America's Got Talent winner Landon Murphy Jr. and the jazz sensation Grace Kelly. You're not going to believe her. She's amazing. And I got a great buddy here, Will Friedwald, who jazz historian. He's done his biographies on Nat Cole, Frank Sinatra. So anything you want to talk about, that type of stuff, we got a great group of people here today.
What's the name of it, Dave? Green, what's the name of
it? The Green Room 42. It's on 10th Avenue. It's up in, right by in the theater district. It's a really, really cool little theater, a little supper club. And tonight it's going to be a Nat Cole trio because, this is the 100th year of Nat Cole. And it's Black History Month, so we're paying tribute to one of the greatest singers and artists, literally jazz artists of all time.
Underestimated, man. People forget about Nat Cole. God bless you for doing that, man. That cat was unbelievable. On the piano, if you listen to early Nat King Cole with a trio like that, what do you got? You have a piano, a bass, and drums? That's all you're doing?
Actually, we're just going to do piano, guitar, and bass. And then we're actually going to have a drummer come, too, but we're going to start the show off with the actual configuration of the original trio.
Landau Murphy, man, he's the man. Is the guy. You're still hanging out with Damiani, man.
Yes, I am in trouble.
You guys, I know. You young people. Landau, I love that you hold on to the standards, my friend. I was going to say my brother, but then you think it's patronizing. When
you can say, hey, brother.
But you got Landau. I say to you, listening, Landau Murphy. You know him, and tell us your history, Landau, briefly, if you would. This is a great story,
just
man.
A small town country boy. You know, my parents split up when I was like 11, and I was born and raised in West Virginia, and I grew up in Detroit, Michigan. Came home and said at one point in my life, became a car washer, pulled my bootstraps up, and won America's Got Talent, and here I am.
And you won America's Got Talent. He's got a voice on stage when we go out, and it's like you pay a tribute to the old man. You know how proud Mr. Sinatra would be of you, man? I'm telling you right now.
His daughter, what was that, Nancy?
Oh, Tina.
Tina Sinatra told me that, man.
She must have flipped out.
Oh,
Tina must have flipped out.
She kissed me on my face. I didn't wash my face for like 5 months. That's how I got so dark, Joe.
You are no bad. And so you're going out with Grace. You're going out with Grace Kelly, a saxophonist, jazz superstar, and saxophonist.
Yeah,
and
she's from the Colbert Show too, right?
Yeah, she's on the Stephen Colbert Show. She plays saxophone. And then,
wow, this is so. Look at you, man. This is spectacular. Yeah. And tonight, and where can we get tickets, guys? You got to tell us where we can get tickets.
Got to go to the Green Room 42 website. It's like pop. I don't know the exact website. You can go to DaveDamiani.com.
DaveDamiani.com.
You can go right into like your Google search and just type in Green Room 42. In New York City, and it'll come up. It'll be like a ticket of shows, but it's like...
Landau. So me and Damiani in Georgia, man. That's like two Italian guys in Georgia. It was great. So I'm going like, okay, the car's going to pick us up. Dave goes, no, man, I'm going to rent a van because I'm picking up the band too, you know?
Right.
So now I'm on the road. And now I'm enjoying this, man. So me and Damiani, we're going, I don't even know where we are, man. And we're following the GPS. Yeah. Where did we go to eat? We had a great meal at this place.
We went to this like... Was it like Lone Star Steakhouse? And right across the street. Tell him about the car dealership, Joe. The car dealership across the street.
This is how I knew I was down south. Landau, I'm looking and I see this car dealership. I go, what is that? And that was like a salvage car dealership kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I look up and there's a big cross of Christ shining in light. Wow. You know, like right there. man. And I'm going. And then I look at the TV, and on the TV, Fox News. I go, now I know I'm down south, yeah, baby. I said, this is great. I tell you, we had the best time. And by the way, you know, I did Mike Huckabee's show, Dave. Last week I did Mike Huckabee's show on TBN. And I talked about Carrollton, Georgia. I'm telling you, the South has just exploded. It is just something else. That was such a hit booking. It was called the Townsend Performing Arts Center.
Townsend Performing Arts Center. Hey, hey, Joe, have you met Will Friedwald before? The writer. He's with us today. I know.
Will.
Hey, good morning.
I have not, man. What? Give us your resume, Will, if you would.
Well, I write a lot for the Wall Street Journal, Vanity Fair. Best known for my books on Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, and the new book that's coming out on Nat King Cole, which is just in time for the centennial.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, man. What made you discover Nat King Cole? Did you discover him?
I always was a fan. But the thing that people, like you mentioned, he was the most popular singer of his time. Now, I hate to say that in a room with two Italians, but hit for, and I substantiate, I wouldn't say this if I didn't have statistical evidence to back it up, but hit for hit, he actually outsold Sinatra in the 1950s. Hit for hit. People refuse to believe that, but it's true. And when he died, it was such a shock. And, you know, Nat and Frank were really, really best buddies. They really loved each other. When he died, it was such a shock that I believe that's why Sinatra went and did the September of My Years album, because it caused him to contemplate his own mortality. But like you say, people forget he was one of the great jazz piano players of all time. Dizzy Gillespie once named Nat Cole as his favorite piano player. And there's a famous story that Nat Cole was at a party with Art Tatum and Count Basie around 1940 in Los Angeles. And the whole time it was Nat Cole at the piano, then Art Tatum at the piano, then Nat Cole. And somebody walks up to Basie and says, "Aren't you going to play?" And Basie says, "Follow Nat Cole and Art Tatum. I would rather die first." That is the esteem to which other piano players held Nat King Cole.
You're listening now, and this all comes from Dave Damiani, because it's so cool that he keeps this heritage alive. These are young guys. And when I go out there, and I know the old man would just love this, that the legacy is kept alive. Will, where can we find your book, man? Is it out now?
Oh, it's on Amazon right now. It's going to actually be in hand in about a month, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Hey, so Mona Lisa, was the old man originally supposed to record that song?
Well, I interviewed both of the writers of that song, and they said because it's a song, you know, with this kind of Italian leaning, they went to all the Italian singers, starting with Sinatra, Como, Vic Damone, and they all turned it down. Nat Cole was the only one who saw the possibilities.
Wow. This is great, man. So I'm looking online now. This room is great. It's called Green Room 42, David.
Green Room 42. It's a
beautiful room.
It's a little supper club.
Beautiful room.
We're going to put the information out. Frankie Fibros will put the information out. Matter of fact, Frank said he's going to come and MC for you tonight, if you don't mind.
Nice. I love that.
And for no money, by the way. So, like the Benefit Brothers, man. That's the whole thing.
That.
And Landau, you're performing tonight too, Landau?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is great, man. This is going to be exciting. You know what? We'll put out the information. Green Room 42, Dave Damiani, Landau Murphy, and Grace Kelly. And Will will look for your book.
Thank you.
David, keep the legacy alive, my brother. This is great stuff, man. And that you came into the studio, we appreciate it so very, very much. And then, are you around? Are you hanging around? You guys hanging around? Landau, you going back home?
No, we're hanging around for a couple of days, and then I head off to Florida. I got some things down there to do.
All right, and David, we're in Atlantic City Monday, Tuesday. I'm just saying, brother. You know what I mean?
You're going to be in Atlantic City Monday and Tuesday this week?
I'm just saying, brother.
I just got word that we're going to do something special for tonight. Anybody who calls right now, 877-970-2999, between now and the end of the show, we're going to get some complimentary tickets for the show. We have some tickets to give away. 877-970-2999.
There it is. Well done, David. You know what? This is great. I got to tell you, when I go out with Dave, we have the best time. He gets the best. We go out with Haley. We got Haley Reinhart. We go out with some great jazz cats, and it's the way to keep this legacy alive. It's really the best music out there. And watching Landau Murphy in person and Dave Damiani. Hey, Dave, you crushed it with That's Life with me on stage. That was great.
That was so much fun, man, in Georgia.
We wore tuxedos. Did we wear tuxedos or did we wear tuxedos?
Oh, my God. You went out there and you said, "You guys mind if I tell it like it is?" is, and they were like, tell it like it is, Joe. They loved it, man.
Great. It was great. We just ripped it up. Dave Damiani, Landau Murphy, Grace Kelly, No Vacancy Orchestra. We'll check it out. Check out Will's book, and we'll put all the information at am970theanswer.com. Boys, I love you, man, and thank you so much for coming
love
into
you,
the
Joe.
Studio
Thanks
today.
For having love us, man.
You guys are the best. You're the best. Thank you, Will. Thank you, Landau. Love you, Dave. Take care. Episcopo in the morning. Big Al Gattulo standing by right now. 938 on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
32 degrees at 938. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, the target of many attacks at last night's Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas. Senator Elizabeth Warren said Bloomberg needs to release the women bound by non-disclosure agreements who have come out with sexual assault allegations against him. Former Vice President Joe Biden criticized Bloomberg's stop-and-frisk policy, calling it abhorrent. Pete Buttigieg said Bloomberg is a candidate who wants to buy the Democratic Party out. The New Jersey Home and Garden Show kicks off Friday at the New Jersey Convention Center in Edison. The show, now in its 31st year, will spotlight more than 200 remodelers, contractors, interior designers, and landscapers. In addition to seeing the latest outdoor furniture styles, visitors can hear design tips from various experts. The show runs from Friday through Sunday. In sports, Rangers beat the Blackhawks 6-3. The Islanders lost to the Avalanche 3-1. College hoops on The Answer last night. Syracuse crushed by Louisville 90-66. Over on our sister station, AM 570 WMCA, Seton Hall beat Butler by the final of 74-72. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Sunny skies, 32 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Pair of accidents in Queens, each with a lane out. One on the LIE westbound at Queens Boulevard. The other on the Belt Parkway westbound after Cross Bay Boulevard. Inbound George is fine. Inbound Lincoln and Holland, 15 minutes apiece. So this problem with an earlier bus fire, the express lanes of 78 eastbound near exit 48. They're still working on getting it out of there. Stick with the locals, but you do have delays on 78 in both directions as folks check out the charred remnants of that. Accident on 287 southbound at exit 14. No problems on the thruway between Westchester and Rockland. Your forecast today, partly sunny and 39. Tonight, partly cloudy and 22. Friday, sunny and 36. Weekend looks great for late February. Saturday, sunny with a high of 48. Sunday, sunny and 52. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens has great deals on everyday essentials you need. Right now, buy one, get one free on hundreds of select vitamins and supplements with card now through February 29th. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Joe on the radio, going to give you till 9:45. It's 9:40 right now. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from our friends, the family at Route 22 Toyota. 5 minutes you got, okay? So you got to call now, 855-621-9949. You're going to love the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Brand spanking new, by the way, as is the customer lounge. And then the state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And then you'll meet Alex Kinsella, and you'll meet Carmelo and Iggy himself, and Johnny and Chris and Angelica. And I'm telling you what, you don't have to deal with dummies. You see the billboards? You see the Route 22 Toyota billboards, right? You don't have to deal with dummies. You see the dummy up there who is hysterical, by the way. But you don't have to deal with dummies. There's no back and forth, no shenanigans. Another word I use, rigmarole. Remember that word? None of that when you go to Route 22 Toyota. And now Alex Kinsella wants you to experience the new smart way to service. So we have this for you. And all European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, one more time, 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you got to 945, we will give you a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from our friends, the family, at Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I start taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore, and I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back, and it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code MikeG.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. What's not to love? Your guests are going to be so impressed. I'm telling you from personal experience. It's a top-notch experience. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out every single year for our big client cruise event. Go ahead and start planning your standout event today. Whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, an anniversary celebration, impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970 The Answer for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
This weekend, Touch of Grey, the talk show for grown-ups, is moving to a special time, Sunday at noon, so that we may bring you Seton Hall Pirate Basketball. That's Touch of Grey at a special time, this Sunday starting at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, you know there's a real problem out there with scammers stealing homes. I keep telling you about this, and I don't mean to tell you over and over again, but they're not robbing things inside the home. I mean stealing the home. And the FBI calls home title theft. That's what this is called, home title theft, one of the fastest-growing white-collar crimes. And here's how it happens. Criminals find the title to our homes online, and then they file fraudulent documents claiming to own them. It sounds insane, right? It gets worse. Listen, please. People have literally been evicted from their homes. And I keep telling you about this one guy, Deborah. She was evicted from her home, and she lost $85,000 in equity. $85,000 in equity she got stolen from these creepy thieves, you know? Nobody believes you can get your home stolen this easily, but it's happening. This is why you need to get home title lock, please. No insurance, no bank protects your home from title theft. So go to HomeTitleLock.com, register your address to see if you are already a victim. You don't know. You can call the police if indeed that's happening. Then sign up to help protect the legal title to your home. To get started, I can give you 60 risk-free days of protection. 60 risk-free days of protection from Home Title Lock. It's HomeTitleLock.com. Please check it out, HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com. Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio with Frank Morano and Al Gattulo. Debbie Duhaime is out. She'll be back tomorrow. Susie Cerrone doing a great job. Great to have you with us. Oh, Andrew Yang will join CNN as a political commentator. I think that's pretty interesting, Frankie Five Boroughs, right?
Well, I like Andrew Yang. He's a smart guy and quite an entertaining guy.
This is going to be great.
I mean, if given the quality of what we're currently seeing on CNN, it can't be anything any worse than what we've already seen. I'm not joking. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, a once really respected news organization is now really just a political propaganda.
I'm old enough to remember when it first went on the air, and I remember being on SNL about that time, and I would be videoing things off of CNN. It was all about CNN. Remember Wolf Blitzer has been there like forever, I think.
He's been there a while. But you don't even have to go back 35 years.
Even if you look at
the 2008 election, or the 2012 election, there was a bias on CNN, but they did two things. One, they covered breaking news really well, especially when it came to elections. And two, there was a multitude of voices. I mean, my favorite show was Crossfire with Pat Buchanan and Bill Press, and then Bob Novak and, you know, whomever else. But now, first of all, they've purged largely anybody that can be considered a Trump partisan. Their idea of a conservative
conservative counterweight to any of the liberal pundits is a never Trump Republican. I mean, that's what you see on CNN. But also what they choose to focus on is just so bizarre. I tuned in the night before the debate, I think, you know, 2 nights ago, hoping to see some really interesting election analysis about what was happening in Nevada and everything else. And they did 15 minutes on why Trump was so wrong for pardoning Bernie Kerik and giving clemency to Blagojevich. And all I can think is, I can't believe this is what they're focusing on the eve of the Nevada caucus. It was really, it's really become unwatchable, in my judgment.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Joe on the radio. And I just want to, 10 o'clock.
So hopefully Andrew Yang will improve it.
Yeah, at 10 o'clock, that's when Roger is, and did I see a video that he's already entered the courtroom?
Yes, that's right. Stone. He's down there in D.C., fingers crossed, we should hopefully hear something within the next 15 to 20 minutes.
And I have to say, Harvey Weinstein, I know we haven't mentioned it, but Harvey Weinstein was heading into court this morning, and there's video of Harvey Weinstein entering the court. And who is right behind Harvey Weinstein?
Arthur Idala.
Arthur Idala's father with a beautiful blue fedora. You can't miss
the whole time. Yeah, so it's interesting to see. You have a brilliant, brilliant, really one of the world's best defense attorneys in Arthur. But I don't know. I can't get a feel on the Weinstein. So we'll see what happens. Maybe today, but that can go on. The Roger Stone thing just is upsetting because I'm telling you what, man. If it happened to Roger, it happened to anybody. I'm telling you.
His father, Lou Idala, was no slouch either.
Exactly. Thank you for saying that. So this, the judge, it's 10 o'clock. No camera. Is in the courtroom, and so I guess we're going to just have to hear from reporters outside.
Can we discuss that, by the way? How outrageous is it that there are no cameras in this courtroom? Here is something that is paid for completely by the taxpayers. We're paying for the electricity in that building. We're paying that judge's salary. We're paying the salary of whoever DOJ is sending down there who hasn't resigned yet, and yet we don't have the right to see to have the press in there. This is crazy.
Again,
in the 21st century, it's
he's
amazing.
He's going to be sentenced at 10 o'clock. 10:02, and at 10:04 he'll be pardoned. It's absurd to even think. I'm not trying to joke about this. It's absurd to even think that Roger Stone will last a day in jail. The president is going to pardon him immediately.
Roger's tough. He's in great shape, and he can last. The thing is, what you're right about, Al. And I'm just hoping.
The president has spouted all along that it's a misjustice.
How great would this be if all of a sudden you're right? Because this judge. I'm being kind. She is just not nice. She's just not nice. I'm telling you. She's a liberal. I don't hate liberals, but she just hates Roger Stone for the fact that Frankie laid out that that one of the jurors tweeted something out that was Roger Stone during the trial, before the trial. It's an acquittal right there. You would just throw the trial.
Right. He should have gotten a new trial. Exactly. Mistrial. That conviction should have been vacated.
No. But how
great. And he should have gotten a new trial. I've seen trials thrown out for a lot less.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And the president's right. It's so, the 14 years. We'll see what she gets.
You really want to make
right.
a show out of this? You really want to make a show out of this? The president shows up at the courtroom, right? No. And now it's not going to happen. But let's say he shows up at the courtroom and he hears, Roger Stone, you have now been convicted. You will serve 5 to 7 years in prison. The doors open and it's the president. Fake news. Pardon. And he signs it right there in front of them and walks out.
I don't think that'll be the case. I don't think you'll see the president take any pardon action today. I would guess that it would probably be some sort of a pardon action that is coupled with someone like Michael Flynn, maybe even a Paul Manafort.
Yeah, very smart. You're smart, Frank. That's right. But I would like to see them. But he can. He can pardon like immediately. I mean, he does have the right to do that. But with the William Barr thing, they're going to accuse the president, the William Barr, of intervening. But I hope Al is right, though. I got to tell you, I hope he does it, and I hope he does Flynn too. Frankie, come on.
Me too. You talk about another guy that was railroaded. Now the big difference between Flynn and Stone, though, is that Flynn was willing to plead guilty and cooperate with prosecutors. Roger has been a rock. He has refused completely to cooperate with
Italian.
With prosecutors.
I'm just saying. 9:51 with Piscopo and Frank and Al and Susie Cerrone in for Debbie Duhame doing a great job. Susie, how are we doing this morning?
Hey there, Joe. It is tough in Queens with two pretty bad accidents out there. Each is a lane out. One is on the Belt Parkway westbound by Cross Bay Boulevard. You're packed from before Lefferts Boulevard. And the other one on the LIE westbound in Queens Boulevard. One lane out there, too. You're backed up from before the Grand Central. Alternate side in effect. Not too bad whatsoever on the Deegan southbound, making your way into the Cross Bronx, but the Cross Bronx westbound is slow from the Bronx River Parkway to the outbound George. Inbound George is fine. Inbound Lincoln and Holland, 10 to 15 apiece. Still this mess from an earlier bus fire. 78 eastbound near exit 45 in the express lanes. The locals are open, but it is slow through the area. There's still that emergency road work. You really want to avoid 78 west when exit 48 to 45. Just the right lane gets by. You're backed up from exit 55. And it's also really messy on 287. There's an accident on 287 north at exit 2 in Edison. Two accidents on 287 southbound, one at 14, one at 5. You are good to go on the New York State Thruway. No problems on 95 in Fairfield County. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Meet Dr. Gil Lederman, New York's only Harvard-trained, triple-board certified radiation oncologist, who brings you the latest cancer treatment news from world-renowned cancer experts delving into special cases. It's the Radio Surgery Show, Sunday nights from 7 to 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Have you found yourself stuck in a timeshare? You're not alone, that's for sure. It must have been such a surprise to find out something you were told had value has none at all. Thankfully, my friends at Lone Star Transfer can help. Let them do for you what they continue to do for thousands of others around the country. Their process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer also has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're family-owned, and their customer service is second to none. They will personally make sure your experience is a delightful one. Let Lone Star Transfer give you peace of mind. Don't let ongoing maintenance fees be your legacy. Give my friends at Lone Star Transfer a call today. You'll get a no-obligation consultation. Call 844-310-3116. That's 844-310-3116. Again, 844-310-3116. Or online at MikeForLST.com. That's MikeForLST.com. MikeForLST.com.
Hi, AM 970 listeners, Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No. That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Times of sun and clouds today, brisk and colder than recent days with a high just 38. The tonight becoming clear and very cold, though 21 in Midtown, but 13 to 17 in many suburbs. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow with a cold breeze, high 36. For Saturday, plenty of sunshine and milder in the afternoon with a high temperature approaching 50. And on Sunday, mostly sunny and mild with a high of 52. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling me about Calamine. Calamine and Company Real Estate, it's the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly, and for top dollar, Calamine and Company Real Estate gets that job done. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties, right? And they're regularly hired by executors and administrators and attorneys, even the surrogate court. And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate at Calamine and Company. That's right. They sell 100% of properties brought to market. No other broker can make that claim. Offices for Calamine are in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, on Staten Island. 718-998-1100. It's 718-998-1100. Or go please to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine and Company Real Estate.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Day Tripper, the Beatles, with Piscopo on the radio. Alan Frank.
Got a good reason.
Debbie's back tomorrow. You know, when I did that show at Fox Nation yesterday, we were talking about the Beatles, talking about 1969. You do these different years, and then we comment on the years, and me and a lot of other folks comment. Great show. Did so well on Fox Nation. It did so well on Fox News that they're doing it again. So I was flattered that they asked me to come back, and we did three episodes yesterday. I shot it in New York, and we're talking about Abbey Road. We talked about Abbey Road, which I mean, as a baby boomer, I remember that, but still, and I said on the air, I don't know how they're going to cut it up, but I said I was a Dave Clark 5 guy, man. I was a Dave Clark 5 guy, and I was the Animals, Eric Burden, you know, then Jimi Hendrix kind of came in, but you can't ever put aside the creativity of the Beatles and what they came up with, one thing after another. But then we're talking about Abbey Road, everybody walks across the street, you right. know, and they all pose on the Abbey Road itself, right. you know. I'm saying now the boomers, we'll be in walkers going across the
yeah.
street.
See, I'm surprised you didn't mention your buddy Skip Felsenfelser. I mean, you were a big fan of him. You could have brought that to life.
It's so funny. When you do these shows, Frankie, you know, everything's in a quick clip. It's like a second. Boom, 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 boom. And the editing done at Fox is brilliant. Really, boom, boom, boom. But you can't talk. How am I going to explain? Oh, I had a band. We called it
Me
one thing.
Me and Skip Felsenfelser recreated Abbey Road.
Felsenfelser. Welcome to Felsenfels. I still think you're absolutely right. Frankie, brilliant this morning. Thank you, my friend. We appreciate it always.
Thank you, Rye, New York. Here I come.
Good luck, man. We'll see what happens. Where in the world is Frank Morano? Albert, thank you. Love you. Love you, Susie. Doing a great job for Debbie. Debbie, feel better. We look forward to hearing you tomorrow morning. Joe on the radio. You know, God bless you. This is good. This is our time. Embrace it. Love it. God bless America. Make it the best day ever, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
32 degrees at 959. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A huge traffic jam on Interstate 78 in Union County this morning after a bus caught fire. The bus could be seen fully engulfed in flames on the eastbound express lanes in Union by exit 50 around 7 this morning. No injuries are being reported. There are miles of delays in both directions on 78 in that area. The bus operated by a private company that brings folks from western New Jersey to the Port Authority bus terminal in New York City. There's a push to try to stop a $150 million plan to renovate Central Park. The plan calls for just one rink as opposed to the two that are there now, and it makes the swimming pool smaller. Thousands have signed an online petition against the ban. The Central Park Conservancy is funding most of it. Officials will vote on it in March. And now, you now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer. Have a great day, everybody.